Now, Steve is the executive director of the Manor Royal Bid, business industrial district for Crawley and Gatwick. Manor Royal was named after Her Royal Highness Queen Elizabeth back in 1950. It is located 38 miles from London and adjacent to London's Gatwick Airport. The Manor Royal Bid is the UK's largest industrial bid, with 700 plus business premises, 9 million square feet of commercial floor space, covering 540 acres, with an estimated 34,000 employees, providing 32% of Crawley's jobs. The bid management is there to help business develop and grow, and also help with making the area look attractive to employees, with a huge boost recently received from the successful application to the Towns Fund by Crawley Borough Council, allowing four new improved public spaces to be created, including some wonderful micro parks. How wonderful is that? Steve Sawyer, good morning.
Good morning there. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. Now, just tell us a little bit, more about what the Crawley Bid actually does, the Manor Royal Bid.
Well, the Manor Royal Bid was created in 2013. And it's basically like a cooperative of businesses. So the guys on Manor Royal, the businesses of Manor Royal, back in 2013, when we were a lot emptier, just to give you some idea, Neil, Manor Royal's 540 acres. That's one of the stats you didn't, one of the only stats you didn't include. 540 acres. And at the time, in 2013-ish, it was, there was 93 acres were absolutely empty, nothing on them at all. That's about 20% of the whole landmass empty, and 20% of the buildings were also empty. So the businesses then said, you know what, we need to get better. It needs to be better. It needs to be better for our businesses and our staff. And what the Manor Royal Bid is, they come together and they voted on a business plan, which is a collection of improvements and initiatives and projects to improve this area for business in Manor Royal. They voted on that. The majority of businesses voted for that, and that forms a cooperative. And they put money into a central fund, and that money is used to reinvest and improve in the area. And now, Manor Royal, in spite of it being in the middle of COVID, is a much healthier place, it's a much fuller place, there's more businesses here than there used to be, and it's much more improved.
Well, we're standing down here in Cobham Way at the moment, and businesses seem to be thriving around us, deliveries, collections being made. We've got local hardware suppliers at the other end of the road here, and it seems busy. Is that true right across, or are we still having a knock-on effect from the COVID pandemic and basically the airport not demanding so much on perhaps our food supplies for the aircraft and so on?
Very mixed picture, Neil. You know, I think of Manor Royal a bit like a Premier League football club. It's in the Premier League of business parks in the UK. And the team, all the businesses make up the players in the team. And some of the players are still playing really well. They're still putting in a good performance. They're doing well. They're trading well. They're doing well week in, week out. Others are coming back from injury and they're just getting back on their feet again. But sadly, there are other businesses. If you're in hospitality, if you're in aviation, if you're in events or anything of those vulnerable sectors, you're struggling and you're on the bench, you might be injured. And the sad thing about some of that is, Neil, is some of those businesses who need help aren't really getting the help that they need. So it's a difficult time, but it's not all doom and gloom. As you say, busy here, busy in other parts of the business estate, and some businesses are booming. There's been some great land sales recently and some new businesses moving in, Neil. So it's a mixed picture. It's a difficult time for Crawley because we do rely on the airport quite a bit, but Manor Royal for sure is not all about the airport. In fact, a lot of people realise that Manor Royal employs more local people than the airport directly employs. There's about 8,000 local people at the airport, 12,000 people, local people working here. In total, as you say, 34,000 people employed at Manor Royal and 24,000 directly at the airport. So it's a mixed bag.
But are those figures actually true right now? Because people are being made redundant as companies cut back on their costings. That's having obviously a knock-on effect within the town and their spending power, because people are, you know, back on the dole again. And it's tough. It's tough times all around.
Undeniably. Undeniably. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Some businesses have let people go. There's no doubt about that. There's some, quite a lot of people on furlough, and we'll see what the impact of the end of the furlough scheme in effect has at the end of October. It is a worrying time. But yeah, right now, it's a very mixed bag, and we're yet to see really the full impact of what COVID has done to our town, because I think furlough is hiding a lot. But we're seeing that it is a lot quieter, although it's busy here today, as you say. It's a lot quieter on Manor Royal than it normally is. And that's a mixture of people being made redundant, perhaps, on furlough, or maybe working from home. So it's a bit of a mixed bag.
Now, trade is obviously taking place around us with the lorries doing their collections and driving off in the background. But yeah, furlough has been a sort of a silent dog, as it were. It's hiding things. We don't know quite what's going to happen, as you quite correctly pointed out, at the end of October. Will employers be using that as just an excuse to hold people off to the very last minute and then say, sorry, can't really do much? What is going to happen perhaps to those businesses who, you know, from fact are really good trading companies, but due to other things collapsing around them, they're struggling in these times? I mean, it's a bit of a double barrel question, I know, but it's a tough moment.
No, it's a fair question, and I think they're all the questions that people are asking themselves. You know, you hear from the Chancellor, and let's not forget the government have done provide a package of support we've never ever known. So you've got to give credit to the government for what they have done. It's easy to knock them, and they're not going to get everything right, that's for sure. But, you know, it's frustrating to hear the Chancellor talk about, you know, only supporting viable businesses. You know, Manor Royal, 2020, a lot of businesses, including Virgin, let's say, are looking for a good 2020. And the only reason why they're not viable is because the taps are turned off. There's no business that can be viable if you can't make money. As simple as that. And it's not until the economy starts moving again, and that's my worry, is we can talk about packages of support, and we do need it for Crawley, but the thing that's going to really help our town, and up and down the country it'll be the same, it's only when the economy starts moving again can we really start seeing people get back into work and back into employment and back spending money in the high street. So it's about getting the economy moving again, Neil.
Absolutely. It's a bit of a knock-on effect at the moment, because obviously some businesses are starting to struggle. They've still got to maintain their bills, their rents. The landlords are not saying, you know, we cut it back a little bit. They're not being fair in that respect, because they're not understanding the situation that perhaps that company's in. And would it be fair to other people within their domain who are doing really well? If they cut it back, they have to cut more back. It's a catch-22. Insurance companies the same. They're still taking their cut. Those bills have got to be met. But their money's not coming through.
Well, absolutely, and that is it. I mean, how do you square that circle? That is the difficulty. And what business really want? No, what business hates is uncertainty. I think we all accept we're having to behave differently. Businesses accepted that they've got to behave differently. But when it feels like there's no end in sight, it's really, really difficult to plan for when you might be getting back to normal. So, you know, deferring rent payments, deferring rates, bills and things like that is all very well. But when you know you've got to pay them at some point, it's storing up problems in the future, and you don't know when you're going to be able to start trading again. That's a really difficult situation to put a business in, and that's where we need the support. We need some understanding of when our economy might get working again. We need to get it working again. We need to have a plan for getting it working again, and then businesses can start to plan again. But at the moment, everything's still a little bit uncertain. Everybody's still a little bit nervous, and they can't trade. They can't pay their bills. And, you know, you hear a lot about landlords as well not cutting breaks for their tenants, and there's an argument to say that needs to happen. But let's not forget also that landlords have got debt to service, so they've got mortgages to pay on their buildings, and that's where the government needs to step in and help. And there's been great examples in other countries where that's happened, and different ideas about how it could happen. And I think, you know, I'd like to see something like that happen in the UK, but it's a difficult situation for anybody to be in.
I think you've hit the nail completely on the head there with what you're actually saying. But you've also got to remember there are freelance workers out there as well, people doing ad hoc work. They're all affected. They can't gain anything from the government. It's really difficult. Just look at the theatre industry for one.
Absolutely. I mean, theatre, events, like you say, freelancers, all these people that fall between the gaps, and a lot of support initially was out there for people who are in bricks and mortar, in buildings, in properties, but only up to a certain size. A lot of the guys here on this estate, for example, couldn't benefit from some of those grants. So there's a lots of businesses of different sizes, different types, who fall in between the gaps. And that's the worry, because those guys can make money, employ people, create jobs, in normal times.
Now, do you feel as the Manor Royal bid that your role is slightly diversifying a little bit to now sort of nurse people through this?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we saw that straight away. You know, the plans that we had, so the way the bid works is businesses here, they put together a business plan. It's a 5-year plan. Then they say, right, we like that plan. You get on now and deliver it. But overnight, we had to change. So a lot of, in the early days of lockdown, was about support, was about advice. you know, the events and things like that that we used to do, obviously that wasn't sensible to do. We still provided training, security, maintenance, all those things that people needed to keep up and running and safe. But then we were doing a lot more about advice, guidance, signposting people to the sort of support that is out there, helping to connect the council to those businesses on Manor Royal who are entitled to get a grant, and then trying to champion the cause for those companies, like ones not too far from where we are today, who are falling between the gaps and representing their issues to Henry Smith, who you've just had on, up to government, through the local enterprise partnership. So yeah, overnight our business changed, and we were digitising a lot of stuff. We had an e-learning platform that we put in place straight away for people, and other forms of support online. So we changed overnight, absolutely, what we did.
It's good to hear that you're actually working with people and getting things going. You're actually standing up and representing people, perhaps where they don't know which direction to take. I know a lot of business directors out there are fairly clued up, but occasionally they need to seek advice, and that's where you come in as well. Steve Sawyer, Executive Director of the Manor Royal Bid, thank you very much for speaking today. We're going to have to leave it there. We're getting very close to news time, but it's been a real pleasure speaking to you, and I'd love to do it again sometime.
Thanks very much, Neil.
Thank you very much. That's Steve Sawyer, the Executive Director of the Manor Royal Bid, speaking to us here on Susie Radio 103.4.